This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American that I'm talking about? I think so. We are now known as the Americanist Party. Boy, I'll tell you, it's just, that's what you got to look at. Globalist versus Americanist. Well, are you a globalism person or an Americanism person? That's really what it comes down to these days. This is the function of Agenda 21, the United Nations plan for you for the 21st century. And I bet you didn't even know you're part of that plan. You're just one of those little feathers on the duck, I guess you can say. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on 24/7. 365 news cycle right here on Agenda 21 Radio. That's why you can visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. The globalists, they're out and about. In the form of course, James Mueller, the special counsel. That would be one. I mean, and then there's, of course, the other globalists that are out there, like Paul Ryan, anybody? Basically, a lapdog for the Pope, as we all know, Paul Ryan. Anyway, amidst some other news, though, that American confidence in the economy reaches a 16-year high. Article that popped up in Breitbart, Catherine Rodriguez. We're going to probably check in on that one. CARE defends H.R. McMaster. Oh, my God, the globalist himself, H.R. McMaster. Why is he even in the White House? Claiming, this is CARE, and you know who CARE is, the Council on American Islamic Relations. CARE claims that Islamophobes, white supremacists, are behind the effort to remove McMaster. That's what CARE says. Of course, you know, who buddies up with CARE but McMaster? So, in all of his other cohorts, we've talked about that before. This is an interesting one that really comes out of a spinoff story that we talked about that happened in July of 2016. U.S. and Israel increased cooperation on missile defense systems. Coming out of Breitbart, Jerusalem. Here it is. This is interesting. This is interesting. Even though Trump is saying he's got complete confidence in McMaster. U.S.-Israel increase cooperation on missile defense systems. Defense News reports Tel Aviv, Israel. Two U.S.-Israeli industrial teams working on jointly funded missile defense programs are ramping up production of three distinct interceptors that collectively defend against an entire spectrum of threats from short-range rockets to Iran's most advanced medium-range ballistic missiles. Intercepting missiles for all three heavily U.S.-funded missile defense programs, the Arrow 3, David and Goliath, and Iron Dome are being built in part in the United States through a network of prime partners, subcontractors, and suppliers that extend across more than 30 of the 50 U.S. states. In accordance with congressional mandates and our government-to-government agreements, each one of these interceptor systems is being produced at least 50% in the United States. Moshe Patel, director of Israel's Defense Ministry Missile Defense Organization, told Defense News. Okay. Well, you see, that goes into that whole thing that... And I'm not sure about the technology. I know that the THAAD missile defense system, which is not mentioned here... is a failed system for the most part. At least, you know, the propaganda they want to put out there that it's a failure, but we're still using it. But it has failed. I mean, there's, you know, my sources agree with the written sources that the system has failed. Okay, there you go. So the THAAD system is one of the major ones that we know of, or at least they're talking about, that's out there protecting South Korea and Japan from any kind of missiles that would be incoming from North Korea. But I listen, from what I understand from that article that we published about Major General Rossi, who actually contacted the Israelis, and they helped out with the Vietnamese to bring down that missile that was coming in from low Earth orbit that was oddly launched by China and conceivably had a payload of a nuclear device. It was brought to our attention, actually. I got to tell you how this came to our attention at Agenda 21 Radio. And why people say, well, that's just a bogus story. What's your evidence? The evidence is people called us. and this is the thing. People called us that were doing something. I'm trying not to break confidences here. Doing something off of San Clemente Island. You know, San Clemente Island, down in Southern California. And they were in the Navy, and they were searching something along the ocean floor there. Actually, they were doing some searching between Hawaii and San Clemente Island and into the interior. And so we were getting reports from some of the people that were directly involved, some people in San Diego, some people actually in Nevada that called us. And we're like, actually, we were just as stunned as everybody else. Like, what? And really, when we got it's kind of like we just can't believe what we're hearing. And, you know, it turns out what really topped it for us was the apparent so-called suicide of this general who was the guy who brought in all the assets at the time. Yeah, it's just another mystery murder type thing. So anyway, it's what do you believe? Fake news? Oh yeah, it's really fake news. Yeah, we do fake news here. Well, this is really a fake news article right here. When it comes right from the source, I hate it when that happens. Anyway, so this is an issue that's going forward. What's going to happen with these missile defense systems that we have? And you know, are we being scared to death? What's the deal? I have a tendency to believe this problem that exists with Korea is real, The problem is, where have we been in the last 8 years? Where have we been 8 years before that? 8 years before that? 4 years before that? We haven't been anywhere but doing nothing but enabling this monster and his family. That's all we've done in North Korea. And that needs to stop. If Trump can make that stop, great. But no longer should we be living in this era of nuclear weapons with a loudmouth dictator. We should be doing something different. Now, having said that, there was an article that popped up across my screen, and I'll get it for you in the next segment because I have to flip around pictures and everything else. An article that just came across that apparently people are saying Kim might be wanting to negotiate. Really? I mean, he's going to negotiate. But he might. I mean, you just never know. We got to see what the article says. Maybe we can put this thing to bed, or maybe it's a trap. But I'll tell you one thing. We know what he is launching missiles. And it goes into this whole thing about where is he getting money to launch these missiles? Well, certainly it's coming from Iran. That's that $150 million that the Obama administration in the Iranian deal gave him, you know, the crates, airplanes, flying cash around. That whole 9 yards, that's where this is coming. The Koreans are actually making something, though. They're manufacturing something. Nuclear weapons and ICBMs, there you go. Just what you want them to manufacture and export. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Globalist versus Americanist. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, globalist versus Americanist. Well, you know, it's kind of interesting how these globalists are moving forward, isn't it? And they move forward all over the place. Well, so will we. Americanists will rise up. Okay, a tweet just came to me. Thank you, Roger. I get these. It's a wonderful thing. My citizen journalist. Now I know I'm going to get prepared for Sunday afternoon, and Paul at a21r.com. We're going to have a great time. I get all these emails sent in on Sunday. Mark your calendar. I guess that's really what it comes down to. This is an article that just popped up. Western Journalism from Roger. McCain criticizes Trump on Afghanistan while unveiling his own strategy. Oh, President McCain, is it? From the warped mind of President McCain. Now, I understand I'm not making fun of a fellow cancer person because I've had cancer myself, stage 4. Thank you very much. Beat it so far. Knock on wood. All the prayers in the world help out. And I thank everyone who prayed for me for that and still continue to do so. Senator John McCain from Arizona has long criticized the... It's kind of interesting. They're using the term. This is from Western Journalism. John Hopkins, who we... This is fake news, of course. Right? It's real fake news. McCain criticizes Trump on Afghanistan while unveiling his own strategy. Senator John McCain, a Republican from Arizona, has long criticized the Trump. And I can't get past the word long. It's only a couple hundred days that the administration has been in office. That's a long time. What, 8 years? What's long here? He's only been president for a couple hundred days. Give me a break. Has long criticized the Trump administration for its lack of a clear strategy regarding the new, or I said the new, no, I can't do that, the Afghanistan war. The Arizona Republic has now unveiled. Now, by the way, I want to check for fake news. So I'm clicking on the link for Arizona Republic right here to verify that the statements I'm about to read come from the Arizona Republic for fake news checkers. The Arizona Republic has now unveiled its own, or excuse me, the Arizona Republic has now unveiled his own plan to win the region. Let me check here. We're going to the, it's called the Arizona Republic. I don't know if you've heard about that. It's the news, it's a big press people down there. Unveiled his own program. This article is from The Hill. By the way, I just clicked on another link for The Hill. McCain knocks Trump while unveiling Afghanistan strategy. Let's go on with this one. This is another one. The Hill, of course, we're going up the food chain now of fake news. Of course, The Hill is fake news, right? So we must be reporting fake news. Senator John McCain on Thursday unveiled his long-promised strategy for Afghanistan, saying America is adrift in the war-torn nation as the Trump administration spins its wheels. Now, I can't imagine that John McCain wouldn't be helping along with the spinning, if you know what I mean, of those wheels. It's better than acting. I think it's a cabal here. Says Secretary of Defense James Mattis promised to deliver one to Congress by mid-July, but nothing has materialized as the administration is racked by deep divisions over the U.S. role in Afghanistan. Trump has repeatedly been so frustrated with the U.S. direction in Afghanistan that he suggested firing the four-star general overseeing the war. McCain said he developed his strategy, which is filing as an amendment to the annual defense policy bill after consulting with some of the country's most experienced and respected former military and intelligence officers. Adopting a new strategy for achieving America's national security interest in Afghanistan is a decision of the highest importance, one that should be subjected to rigorous scrutiny and debate within our government, he said. But we must face facts. We are losing in Afghanistan, and time is of the essence if we intend to turn the tide. Jesus. Right now, there are about 8,400 U.S. troops in Afghanistan on a dual mission of training, advising, and assisting Afghan forces. This is the article. In their fight against the Taliban and conducting counterterrorism measures against groups such as Al-Qaeda and Islamic State. McCain does not specify how many troops would be necessary. This is the thing about McCain. We need more troops. We need more troops. We need more troops. Really, John? You've been saying that for 15 years now. You thought you would, especially being a Vietnam vet, right? I mean, you know how dangerous and bad this is for a country to have a protracted war. One that we actually did win. And we just had to be sucked back into it by President Barack Hussein Obama. And then you called for more troops. Right. Great logic system there, John. How about we bring up Extortion 17? What do you think, John? Let's bring up Extortion 17 and how that all played out. And where were you in that little mess? Extortion 17. How about Bo Bergdahl? Mr. Taliban himself, who oddly enough has Taliban connections in Northern California. Taliban connections in Northern California. I said that. Where is Bo Bergdahl? What is going on with him? Is he just being held captive right now? Where is he? What's going on? Check out the stories. What's going to happen with him? I guess the globalists do have too much control in the White House. What do you say? McCain does not specify how many troops to turn the tide. McCain says the president should ensure the defense secretary, secretary of state, and military commanders have all the resources they need, including military forces, civilian personnel, financial resources, and authorities. That means legal authority to do things. He adds that the United States should pursue an integrated course. Okay, well, we're just going to have to pursue that little course there. John. Isn't it nice that John McCain is calling for more troops? His strategy also calls for improving the ability of Afghan... I might be thinking this is fake news at this point. I'm serious. If it's not fake news, it's the other kind of news, and that is called pre-news or post-news. A lot of stories that were posted 3 and 4 or 5 years ago are reappearing on the internet as current stories. Because they're still timely, in a sense, because we're being repetitive about certain things that we're doing, and they're still just as relevant today as yesterday, or they make sense. It's actually disinformation, clearly. Now, that is fake news, in my opinion, when you start ginning up the past stories, and just word for word from the past, you change the data around. That's going on. That's what you have to look out for. That's what you have to look out for. Anyway, a lot of things happening with John McCain, the globalist. The globalist. And it's kind of interesting, John McCain doesn't say anything about... or there's no linkage, anyway, with the John McCain globalist theory. He should be the seventh picture that's featured in that Breitbart story because he's clearly a globalist and clearly he's trying to defend or defeat Donald Trump's plan. Whatever. And it doesn't matter what the plan is, if you notice with McCain. It doesn't matter at all. It's just... anything anti-Trump is what's coming down. Anything anti-Trump. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Yeah!
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Kind of interesting. Some history is now kind of coming back at us. The a judge has ruled that the State Department has to search records for Benghazi and looking into things like Uma Abedin and so on. Here you go.
5 years on, the State Department is still dragging its feet on releasing emails related to the murder of four U.S. citizens on that dark night. Today, U.S. District Court Judge Amit Mehta, an Obama appointee, ruled that the State Department hasn't looked hard enough for Benghazi-related emails sent to or from Hillary Clinton and ordered a new, wider search. Ramona Kotkar is a senior attorney at Judicial Watch, and they sued the State Department for the emails, and Ramona joins us now. It's 5 years on from September 2012. Why has this taken so long, Ramona?
Well, it's taken so long because the State Department is refusing to meet its obligations under the Freedom of Information Act. We had filed this case over 2 years ago. We asked for all of Secretary Clinton's emails related to Benghazi and to the attacks in Benghazi. And while the State Department did search the records that were returned by Secretary Clinton and her most senior officials, they refused to search the most obvious place, which would be the State Department's own server. It patently refused to do so. It's position in court was that it would be fruitless to search the State Department email accounts of her senior advisors, Huma Abedin, Jacob Sullivan, and Cheryl Mills, her most trusted senior aides while she was the Secretary of State.
Well, why is the State Department, Hillary's been out of the State Department now for 4 years, 4.5 years. Why is there still institutional support for obstructing freedom of information on her behalf? In other words, why is the Trump State Department protecting Hillary Clinton?
Well, I don't know why the current State Department is protecting Hillary Clinton, but we know that this has been a drip, drip, drip sort of saga because the process by which the record-keeping system was maintained during her tenure at the State Department avoided FOIA.
Okay, so this is the thing that I've been talking about, that you have the Trump holdover still in the State Department after all these years. And plus, they've confused the record keeping. So the FOIA process, which has been totally tainted and distorted and destroyed by the Obama administration, of course, why would they reveal this kind of stuff? FOIA request. Now, Judicial Watch has been the one that's really been the most out in front about all this stuff. And I applaud them for their most recent efforts. Now you have a judge, by the way, in an Obama appointee. That says to that judge that Donald Trump is in town. I mean, that's really what that is. I mean, in the day, remember, if the Obama was president, that Obama appointee, what would he be doing? He'd be toeing the line. Anything Barack wants, he gets. And that's exactly what they were getting there. Exactly.
She maintained a private server, and all of her emails were housed outside the State Department server.
Right. And in effect, then, there's no agreed totality of what it is you're looking for. You might get a bunch of emails this time, but it doesn't mean there's a whole bunch, because basically she forwarded them to the United States government.
That's exactly right. And those emails were hand-selected by her attorneys, and the emails that were returned by her senior aides were also hand-selected by their attorneys. And as the judge pointed out, there is no assurances that the State Department has made or even can make at this point that those records that were returned by Secretary Clinton and her senior aides contain a complete set of her emails. And it's just like, imagine that you are spreading your set of documents amongst 10 file cabinets. You
right.
can't just search three. You have to search all 10.
Right. That's basically what we mean by the record of Hillary Clinton at the State Department.
Right.
Is there's some things for which there's three photocopies, and there's some things for which there's two photocopies, and there's a whole bunch of stuff for which there are no photocopies. That's basically how it's worked out there.
Right, right. And so now the State Department has to go back and do what it was supposed to do 2 years ago and search the state.gov email accounts for her senior aides.
What do you think we're likely to find in these Benghazi emails? You've asked for things relating to how Susan Rice wound up giving all that mumbo-jumbo on those Sunday shows about why it was all the fault of some video that none of those guys had ever seen.
Right. So that's actually a different case. This case would include those emails, but this actually is a little broader. It asks for all of her emails relating to the attacks. And they have until September 22nd to provide the court with an update.
Okay. Well, thanks for that, Ramona. If
sure.
you look at the film about the Benghazi incident, what's fascinating about that is that there were people in town involved in that attack who seemed to be very well informed as to the ambassador's whereabouts that night. And it would be interesting to know whether the leakiness of Hillary's private server had anything to do with that.
How about just Hillary Clinton and her little cabal of people? Or you could have had Ben Rhodes, Ben Babyface Rhodes, doing the exact same thing. Anyway, okay, so Benghazi. Will we get to the truth of this? I think we will. And I think that's one of the reasons why you've got Hillary Clinton laying low. What's going on with her? What's going on with Barack Hussein Obama? What are they doing? What are they up to? I guess everybody wants to know, right? Inquiring minds want to know what they're up to. We're going to delve into that, actually, next week. We've got some things going on there. We've got some people coming on board. Some more reports about what is truly going on with the Obama administration. Past and present. I mean, you do realize that there is a real linkage, still to this day with the, I guess you would say, the shadow government of President Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Rodham Clinton. It's still there. Yeah, it's still there, and the operations are still going. That's why we have these globalists that are still operating close to, even in the White House. These are people that we must get rid of in the White House. I mean, the president has got to take control of this, take charge, and get these guys out. That's the one thing that they need to do. So we've got more information, more emails, if you will, more communiques that have to be produced by the State Department. Here we go again. Now, we've heard reports. We've talked to witnesses about the activities inside the State Department. Published reports talking about how State Department employees who are neutral or Trumpites, if you will, who supported President Trump and supported him as a candidate, and it became known by the staffers in the State Department that were the Obamaites that a great deal of abuse and harassment has been befalling them. A lot of intimidation to not do it the Trump way within Rex Tillerson. See, now he's Tillerson at the till, if you will. He is the man now at the top. And he's got all these Obama holdovers still there. We don't have all the people in place to establish a government for Trump. They're doing everything they can do, the globalists are, to stop that from happening. So what is it going to be like? See, the thing that we pointed out, Chris Street and myself, on Agenda 21 Radio, is this whole spy network, this espionage ring that was going on within the State Department. That was pretty obvious. And it was Judicial Watch that provided to us emails that brought that out, because we had the side-by-side. This is that deep state project, that spy espionage ring that they're tapping into. The question is, the relevance of that tapping into that espionage ring in what's going on today, is there an espionage ring that's operating right now benefiting the Muslim Brotherhood and our enemies out there within the State Department that, well, it's deep state? I suspect it is. Maybe these emails will help to reveal that. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. All right, so what is on Drudge right now? This is that day, so we're free to go to Drudge and Breitbart. This is what we're seeing on Drudge. This is kind of interesting. We've got a picture of Donald Trump in a black suit, black and white picture. He's seated. He's got his left arm on his knee, and he's got his right arm pointing at you like, you know, Uncle Sam. And it says in red letters, locked and loaded. Now, the side stories up on the top says this. Trump military ready. North Korea warns could reduce U.S. to ashes at any moment. Guam residents don't look at flash or fireball. Japanese troops begin joint exercises. China lectures America, don't go first. Russia, risk of war very high. Radiation antidote flying off shelves at supply stores in, of all places, Detroit. Okay. Let's check this. Oh, Trump approval rate back up to 45%. Let's back up here. Korean crisis helping the Trumpster? Suspect, yes, that's the case. So this is from Rasmussen, so this has some validity. It says, the Rasmussen reports, daily presidential tracking polls for Friday shows that 45% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance and 53% disapprove. Uh-huh. It says here, a week ago, only 39% approved of the job performance that Trump was doing. The latest figures include 29% who strongly... Oh, sorry about that. My microphone jumped right out of me. It says that 29% strongly approve of the way the president is performing and 44% who strongly disapprove. This gives him a presidential approval index of negative 15. Regular updates are posted on Monday through Friday at 9:30 a.m. By the way, if you go to Rasmussen at that time frame, that's Eastern, 6:30 a.m., excuse me, East or Pacific Coast times, you can get it. Question, do Americans expect war? Says a month ago, 45% of voters said the United States should use military force to stop North Korea's nuclear weapons program. And with the stock market continuing to reach all-time highs and unemployment at its lowest level in years, consumers aren't just feeling better about the economy and their own personal finances, they're starting to feel better about spending. But most Americans remain on the edge and that the stock market could collapse anytime soon. I mean, gosh, we got good, we got bad. We got good, we got bad. We got bad, we got bad. We got bad, good, 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 good. I mean, we can start auctioning off our feelings here, right? Okay. So a negative index of 15, negative 15 on the Rasmussen. But they're joining. You know, it's one of these graphs. You got on the top, you've got the red line, which is trending down, and the green line, which is trending up, which means his approval rate is going up. So 6-7 points approval jump in 1 week by the Rasmussen report. Now, they're pretty, you know, legitimate. Scott Rasmussen is a legitimate pollster. He's a good demographer and a legitimate pollster. He's very good. He's actually very widely. So those of you that don't know, we only pull from about three different polls, and Rasmussen happens to be one of them when we go through the whole presidential miasma of polls that are out there, because everybody is just all over the map. I don't care what anybody says. There's only really three or four pollsters that really come true at the end, or close or right on the money. And traditionally, Rasmussen has been very accurate. Now, sometimes he hasn't. Boy, sometimes with Trump in the last election, he was not accurate at all. And I was like shocked to see Rasmussen not doing so well. Okay, so the other part of this, let me get to that here real quick. The other part of this, of course, is military is ready. North Korea, Guam to residents, don't look at flash or fireball. Now, this goes back to my training as a kid. In the 1950s and the 60s in school, duck and cover anyone. Siren going off at 10 a.m. on Friday to warn everybody. We used to have air raid sirens, something you can learn something about. If you're around the Orville Dam and a potential flood, maybe a 30 to 60 foot wall of water might come storming through your local community, you might be want to be forewarned, and an air raid siren or whalers are sometimes called, might help out, kind of warn you a little bit, might get more than a minute or two warning, maybe more than an hour this time. You'll get a day's warning. Maybe people will definitely want to save lives, if you will. Pacific Daily News, this is what they're saying. This is from Pacific. This is not fake news. It's not fake news that we're telling you about here. This is what's going on in Guam. And this is what they always used to tell us. If you hear something, if there's a flash, don't look at it. Close your eyes immediately. Because, yep, it's going to burn out your retinas. Military leadership on the island told the governor there are several levels of defense already strategically placed to protect our island and our nation, said Governor Eddie Calvo. Governor's office said by YouTube. Homeland Security issued a new fact sheet Friday, which the agency said will help residents prepare for imminent missile threat. The information was released following this week's threat by North Korea. The advice includes such tips as do not look at the flash or fireball. It can blind you, let alone incinerate you. Anyway, we'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Zero.
tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. You can also email me, paul@a21r.com. And yes, Sunday afternoons are the preferred email times, I guess. I'll be, you know, answering emails after today's show, of course. But I know that for whatever reason, the light clicks on, something goes on nationally. around 1 o'clock Pacific time, which is 4 o'clock East Coast time, so emails come flying in. I don't get what that's about, but we'll take it. Anyway, we appreciate your listenership to Agenda 21 Radio. So you can support Agenda 21 Radio by buying numana.com/agenda. Prepper foods from them, prepper supplies, and all the different things you might need to survive if there is a crisis that is going to happen. And, of course, there's all this saber-rattling that's going on right now about Korea and what might be happening in Korea. And we're starting to hear some things, and we're going to leave this hour on a high note, if you will, that maybe the Koreans are starting to go, let's think about this stuff. There's a lot of stuff out there. Maybe we don't want to drag ourselves into this war after all. I don't think China wants it, although China needs a war. That was brought out yesterday by Chris Street. He did a fantastic job of breaking down the economy and what's going on there. That could be a possibility. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Email me, Paul, at a21r.com. And listen, all you Americanists out there, stay strong. We have a lot to be strong for. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.